Audio is rolling. This. Maximize. Oh my god, it scrolls the wrong way. Okay. No. This is your hike back. Alright, fine. Look out, sit. We gotta do the hike back first. Nothing in the shot, okay. Camera is rolling. Glove. What are we, Michael Jacksoning this shit? Oh, there. Okay. Need to cover the frame. First shot is last, so. I don't know what a deer considers after dawn. Actually, no, I should have this fucking thing that I'm gonna be. It's gonna be like here, probably? I'm sitting like here. Okay. I don't know what a deer considers after dawn. Rustling. Now, that's gonna be the like final line. We're gonna read it backwards. Hopefully, with this magic, no one has to know. I'm sitting on a nice cushion. Now, additional problem is I didn't pick up the crossbow on the way out. That does not matter. That's fine. Nobody cares. Now I gotta remember to do my like sit establish shot on the way in. What did I say it was right here? Therefore, wake up, rotate. I swear to God, if you give me the like three auto fails again. Okay, Audacity still going? Okay. Still in business. We spin like this. We spin like this. We extremely subtly hide the script. It won't be the most obvious shit in the world. Certainly. Hood. Hood check. Good. The front here. So simple. Okay. What are the odds that I, just one guy, can convince the rest of the world of any of the random things I insist on? Surely they're so staggeringly low as to be negligible. That's line 160, going back one. to 156-ish. Well, 155. Then my average will converge on 3.5. Whoever it was that introduced all this math is lost to the sands of time. For this game all about random drops, that person's peculiar concept of expected is on a massive portion. Let me try that again. For this game all about random drops, that person's peculiar concept of expected is on a massive portion of pages across the wiki. What are the odds that just one guy can convince that wiki's community that this notion of expected value is weird? Jump back up. That shows rolling a dice, averaging out. As in, I have rolled a d6 with this number of pips showing on average. If I roll one time and roll a 2, my average value is 2. If I roll a second time and roll a 6, now my average value is 4. The expected value is 3.5. As in, if I keep rolling many times, then my average will converge on 3.5. Jump back up a little. That's not how expected value works. Let me try that again. That's not how expected value works. Expected value is the other side of this. Let me try that again. That's not how expected value works. Expected value is the other side of this. Good with the pointing. So in the linked wiki article, you'll see that it's what the average you observe is converging to. So check it out. The article shows a graph. All right, now we're going to jump up a little. Oh my God, the mosquitoes. Occasionally, you'll see links for expected to the wiki page for the stats concept of expected value. Okay, jump up a little more to 146. But if we look at his math for type 2, we can see what he actually means by expected. Assume the law of large numbers applies to small numbers, i.e., if you want to roll one of the six sides of a d6, you just throw it 6 times. Check out this page. Oh, fuck. Okay. The mosquitoes! Okay. He divides the Warframe drops into three types. Type 1 is like Necros, where all three parts are on one drop table. Type 2 is where all three drop from a different place. Type 3 is just Equinox with 8 drops. That one is a slog. Okay. In this one, wiki contributor Finner explains what is meant by nearly guaranteed. It's a range, so at the lower end of that range is a 99% chance, and at the top of that range, it's 99.99%. Easy. What I have been salty about for like a decade is his definition of expected value. Let me try that again. What I have been salty about for like a decade is that his definition of expected is bizarre. It's not helped by the fact that I think he's referencing old data. Scroll up further. There's a link. Okay, jump up to 137. You do the LeFantis assassination. Looking at the table, your inference is correct. LeFantis will definitely always drop precisely one of those three pieces. It's not a 1 in 3 chance that LaFantis will drop this piece. It's there is a 1 in 3 chance that this is the one piece that LaFantis drops. There is not a 1 in 27% chance that he drops all three at once. Or let me try that again. There's not a 1 in 27% chance that he drops all three in one. There is no world where you do that mission less than three times. You do it once, you definitely have one piece. You do it a second time, you probably have two of the three pieces. Once you're in that situation, you ask yourself, how many runs do I do? Hang on. Once you're in that situation, you ask yourself, how many runs do I do to get the last piece? This table helpfully says that you're nearly guaranteed at 17-ish kills. It also says that it's expected at 3 kills. What do those words mean? There's a link. Okay. I'm going to have my alternate over here. So 133 is me, 134 is the alternate, who will be in the Ash Desert, but we're going to pan the camera over there. To get Necros, aka the best Warframe, look, in the game about shoot stuff, that's a lie. When we whip pat back, when we whip pan back, it'd be my line 135. Shooting stuff to get loot, to build gear, to more effectively shoot stuff, etc. Okay. Look, in the game about shooting dudes to get stuff. Did I write shooting stuff? No. It's shooting dudes. I have to fix the script. Look, in the game about shooting dudes to get stuff, to build stuff. That's not true. To get loot, to build stuff. Right. Dudes, loot, stuff. Okay. Look, in the game about shooting dudes to get stuff. No, to get loot, to build stuff. Take again. Look, in the game about shooting dudes to get loot, to build stuff, to more effectively shoot dudes, to get loot, to build stuff, and so on and so forth, Necros gets you more loot. Best frame. Okay, up to 131. Anyway, while we're looking at the Warframe wiki, try it. Anyway, while we're looking at the Warframe wiki, you don't think I look ridiculous, do you? I do. Anyway, while we're looking at the Warframe wiki, in order to sell in China, they had to publicly disclose their drop rates. What a cool thing for China to have done for its citizens. Do you think they also disallow forced arbitration? Oh. No, they're on the same page as us with that. Damn. So, as a result of the public drop table, we get to see charts like this. Alright. Can I get the rest of these done? Unlikely. Warframe, like any freemium game, has an element of gambling. The majority of what you spend real money on is guaranteed odds. Or, more cynically, you're paying them order. Or, more cynically, that's on me. Or, more cynically, you're paying them money in order to not play the game. Which is why the ludicrous cryotic cost for the Saber should turn you off of ever doing that weapon. Oh, should turn you off that entire game. Which is why the ludicrous cryotic cost for Saber ought to turn you off that entire game. And up we go. You see how that works, Warframe Wiki? Okay. Success chance is 30%. roll 4 times. Failure chance for one run would be 1 minus success chance. So the chance of failing all 4 years would be a failure chance to the power of 4. And so the chance of any other outcome, i.e. succeeding in one or more year, would be 1 minus that, which would be just under 76%. You see how that works, Warframe Wiki? Anyway, in 4 years, I guess that would be... Hang on, let me grab a shell. What did I say the odds of seeing a deer are? 30% for license? So the scenario is more specifically, if I am looking for one deer, and I come out here up to a certain number of times until I find one and stop. Sadly, the data we have is estimated based on purchasing one license. Let's pretend I'll automatically make a precisely average number of hikes per license. Anyway, in 4 years, I guess that'd be... Hang on, let me grab a shell. Okay. All because of one guy saying one thing one time. I wouldn't have thought that would be enough. So will he switch back? Let me try that again. So will he switch back? I forget if he explicitly stated it at the time, but obviously he's not taking a poll or switching it repeatedly, so now it's forever backward from perfection. Like a European date. Then, someone told him that he archives them in some weird-ass way. Let me try that again. Someone told him he archives the episodes and has some weird-ass filing system that got broken. Okay. Then, someone told him that he archives them and has some weird-ass filing system that got broken. Anyway, when he started his spinoff channel, he had a bizarre naming scheme for his episodes. Then he switched the order to part number, game title... Actually, let me try that again. Anyway, when he started his spinoff title... He had a bizarre naming scheme for his episodes. Then, he switched his naming scheme. Switched the order. Then, he switched the order to part number, game title, episode title. Great. Automatically self-sorting. Further up. Alton goes, I think so. Goes, is that even really important? I think so. Resolving conflicting opinions is interesting. Oh, he's usually more interesting. I think so. Resolving conflicting opinions is usually more interesting. And it's surprisingly hard to carry on a conversation while playing a game. This might be a good time to cut to, like, Wooly and his focus grunts when he's playing a fighting game, and it's just clicking, grunting, and no conversation. Anyways. I watch Wooly Versus. Or used to. He's on indefinite hiatus, or whatever you want to call it. The gig economy doesn't have paternity leave. I hope YouTube deigns to inform me of his return when or if he does. At present, there are no remaining channels in the LP genre who finish their games and have insightful commentary, silence during game dialogue, at least one interlocutor. Okay. I searched. Article after article. Most maintaining a proper level of neutrality, but eventually, finally, pay dirt. I found him. The one guy who thought the redesign was soulless and woke. That's all. He's it. I have not found anyone else. As far as I know, his world also thinks he's an outlier. Fucking mosquitoes! Oh my god, all these mosquitoes. Bring the snow on. If that thing stopped recording, I'm going to murder everyone. Okay. Ow. Ow. All right. This sounds much more like something I'd complain about than your stereotypical MAGA fascist. But then again, Cracker Barrel is a restaurant that is a very... Hang on. I don't know if the microphone's picking that up, but somebody's going by. Hi. I wish I was doing something less embarrassing, like... Well, I don't want to list it. Yeah, no, it's going to sit here and stare at you while you do a three-point turn. Get a better turning radius. Oh, you got a big stupid SUV for safety, but it can't turn? Lamau. Go on. Punch that accelerator. Get to the end of the road in under 20 minutes. Okay. This sounds much more like something I'd complain about than your stereotypical MAGA fascist. But then again, Cracker Barrel is a restaurant that has a very country aesthetic. If you remember the Brad's Wife fiasco, the customer base skews boomer. The kind of people who aren't worried about a deep-fried steak with a side of pork sausage cutting their life expectancy, they only anticipate another few years anyway. Back up, 94. As usual, the soul has... Let me try that again. As usual, the soul has been sacrificed on the altar of capitalism. Further up. A company with a recognizable, if hokey, aesthetic has streamlined... Hang on, let me try that again. A company with a recognizable, if hokey, aesthetic has streamlined to a hollow nothing that you couldn't pick out of a lineup of any of their so-called competitors. There is one culture. There is one culture. One aesthetic. And it is unobtrusive. Non-committal. Bland. Good, good, good. It kicked off a discussion on the left where they made fun of the right for the... It kicked off a discussion on the left where they made fun of the right for the fact that the left doesn't know what the right means when they talk about woke. Good enough. You remember when Cracker Barrel had a redesign? It's current at time of writing. The logo got rid of both... Let me try that again. The logo got rid of both the cracker and the barrel. The interior got rid of everything. Good. Okay, so we're not going to find the hyperlitigator. A deer is going to walk over the hill. Any second now. Okay, so we're not going to find the hyperlitigator. A deer is going to walk over the hill any second now, though, for sure. Scroll on up. No, I ditched it because it was too cringe. Okay. For what it's worth, apparently the hyperlitigator stays within America. Other countries also think Americans can... And I'm trying that again. Can and will file and rely. Okay. Other countries also think Americans can and will file and win any arbitrary frivolous lawsuit. To those people I say, go ahead and rent an apartment. Odds are, your landlord will do something illegal and get away with it. Good enough. Okay. Justice is dead, and yet we're still afraid of this sliver of a chance of encountering this hyper-competent litigation monster. Alright, good enough. Yeah. Well, that's probably why arbitration clauses in contracts... Let's try that again. Well, that's probably why arbitration clauses in contracts also tend to... Let me try that one more time. Oh, well, that's probably why. No, let's start with the L. Oh. Well, that's probably why arbitration clauses in contracts tend to also include some advertisement about how waiving your right to trial protects you, actually. Good. Ever since then, every user agreement has included an arbitration clause. You know, because apparently real lawsuits are unjust, real courts are overburdened, so we'll privatize justice. That certainly won't create a kangaroo court. As usual, the Supreme Court decided that these pesky laws need to get out of the way of harvesting wealth from the peasantry. Well, it was 5-4, exactly the split you would expect. So the victim of wage theft didn't get to go to a real court, and of course, arbitration court agreed. Stop whining about wage theft. Further up. National Labor Relations Act, 1945. So Jacob Lewis attempted to start a class action lawsuit in accordance with the National Labor Relations... Try again. So Jacob Lewis attempted to start a class action lawsuit in accordance with the National Labor Relations Act of 1935. Let me try that. So Jacob Lewis attempted to start a class action lawsuit in accordance with the National Labor Relations Act of 1935. Oh my God, we got it. Okay. Dollar per dollar, the most common crime in the United States per year, every year, for many years. However, in 2018, Epic Systems Corp., not Epic Games, engaged in wage theft. Okay, good. Jumping up to 65. The famous one that we're all up to speed with by now. Some company served some literally skin-meltingly hot coffee to Stella Liebeck. Or is it Liebeck? Or do you both? The one that we're most familiar, the one that we're all up to speed with by now, McDonald's served some literally skin-meltingly hot coffee to Stella Liebeck. Her coffee got spilled, and I cannot stress this enough, her skin melted. Third-degree burns. Mickey D's lost the lawsuit. Okay. Mickey D's lost the lawsuit and forevermore tells everyone how mad they are that they lost it. That says hot beverages are hot. Maybe one might argue that she wouldn't have had to resort to a lawsuit if she had socialized medicine. Still, I guess we found her. The one person who won a lawsuit and got a payout. Good, fine. One of the inspirations for this episode was someone convinced that people dry their pets in microwaves, so those will be getting warning labels. Never happened. It's an urban legend. If it ever did happen, it's so rare that it might as well have never happened. The myth persists, though. We're going to wait for that plane to pass. And we're up on California Prop 65. I'm going to jump to 53. Line 53. Prop 65, section who knows, line 53. We are very low on time. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. I should check if the plane is even being picked up on the recording here. Okay. Meanwhile, no one has ever been held accountable for contaminating every human alive with PFAS, in California, or otherwise. Proposition 65 was a publicity stunt to get some politician elected. Proposition 65 was a publicity stunt to get some politician elected. You would better believe that every single time a company has to admit their product is toxic, they front-load it with... They front-load... What? Oh. They front-load the state they want you to hate, the precedent they want you to scoff at. They want you to find it tedious. They want you to think it's dumb. And they want you to take their side in potential lawsuits. And they want you to take their side against the threat of a potential lawsuit. Have you ever noticed that every... Let me try that again. Have you ever noticed that potential... One more. Have you ever noticed that essentially every product ever has a California Proposition 65 warning? In 1986, California voters banded together to say, hey, maybe it would be nice if we could stop being poisoned a bit. Making it. We're making it. Oh my god, you stupid jets. Okay. We're making it. We're making it. And if we don't make it, we can probably keep recording tomorrow. And then send this off to Kino, and he can tell me how well he can color grade it. Okay. Stupid overhead jet. I think we do this. I think we need the visibility, honestly. Maybe it worked. I can't find anything about how much food is donated per year since the press releases were announced about the law passing. No one has ever sued for being saved from starvation. Nevertheless, the U.S. passed the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Act of 1996 to encourage donation. All it does is reassure retailers that they can't be held accountable. Meanwhile, various meal ingredient services have continually marketed themselves as though they're... Let me try that again. Meanwhile, various meal ingredient services have marketed themselves as solving hunger by reducing food waste, which is silly. If they have any effect, it's to shift food waste into packaging waste. For years, retailers have said the reason they don't donate food is that they're afraid of getting sued. Projects to solve food insecurity have mostly been campaigns in reducing food waste by assuring retailers that it'll be fine. Good. Consider the most terrifying cryptid in my culture. Consider the most terrifying cryptid in my culture. The hyperlitigator. Imagine a cold-blooded reptile emerging from a swamp and snapping its jaws. Okay, try that again. Imagine a cold-blooded reptile emerging from a swamp and snapping its jaws shut over a slight legal loophole by twisting the court to its will. How hard could that be? It can extract financially ruinous judgments from poor, long-suffering job creators. 33? All because one salesman proposes one thing and doesn't happen to get interrogated. Respectively, no, no, and maybe a little bit, but not really. What was it? Not entirely, but maybe a tiny. Respectively, no, no, and not really, but maybe a tiny bit. You can only approach zero faith like an asymptote, but that gives you a heuristic to weigh the validity of evidence. Mosquitoes have gotten to me. They're through the mesh. Oh, it's a sporty SUV. It also can't turn. Respectively, no, no, and maybe a tiny bit, but not really. You can't have zero faith. You can only approach it, like an asymptote. Acknowledging that gives you a heuristic to weigh the validity of evidence. If it just offloads faith elsewhere, it's useless. If it requires faith itself, it's even worse than that. People talking about something's existence is not evidence. I can buy some laughably overpriced venison in the store right now. Although, that could be false advertising. This would be the same place selling some corn syrup and sake labeled mirin. Not just mirin, but they specifically label their Aji mirin as Hon mirin. They sell wasabi as well, which I'm sure is horseradish with green food coloring. The fact that someone would lie to everyone and say that it's okay because it makes money is just how the world works. Caveat emptor, bitch. Alright, one more. Okay, for real. Deer exist. I know because I have evidence. Keep waiting. Have patience. Your faith will be rewarded. Your efforts will pay off. Let me try that again. Keep waiting. Your patience will be rewarded. Your efforts will pay off. Have faith. Okay, we're at 26. We gotta record again tomorrow. But that was okay. Can I stop, please? Is that allowed? Is that an okay thing? No? Okay. Sorry. My mistake. How dare I? Really, it's rude of me, wasn't it?